changing the environments, changing the way you think, changing the way you experience things, that's going to be the catalyst for your growth. That's going to be the breakthroughs that you then get to experience on the other side that you cannot get to if everything in your life stays the same. You just can't. I don't care what you say. There's no possibility there for a new future if everything continues to stay the same. And the future you are living into is only based on the past. It is only based on what you've been through, the evidence that you've collected, everything that you've put into your backpack to carry along with you, all the extra baggage. That's your future. So if you don't like where you're sitting or you don't like where you've been, then you sure as shit ain't gonna like where you're going unless something changes real quick.
Hey, I'm Lakin Chimpoy, mum, partner, and multiple business owner. And I am bringing to you this podcast to really have you know yourself as feeling strong and empowered on who you are here to be. Untangle all the stuff that's been holding you back, find the power in your truth, speak your voice on all the things that are important, and have you experience real inner freedom. Because Queen, we both know you deserve it. I am an empowerment coach and I'm a stand for you having yourself truly feeling powerful as I've experienced what it's like to not know who I am, diluted myself down to please others and held myself back from who I was really here to be. Each week, I'll be delivering you strategies, conversations, interviews, and tools to really help support you in becoming the best version of you. I am so excited to be bringing this to you. And if you are ready to fully step in, then I welcome you to In Her Power.
Hey, beautiful. Welcome back to the podcast. We are going to actually, firstly, I just really want to say a big thank you. The Inner Power podcast just hit over 10,000 downloads last week. And I just really want to say a big thank you to you listening, because without you being here, tuning in, having me in your earballs, this podcast would not exist. And it's because of the sharing, the commenting, the liking, the leaving the reviews. And I just want to say I'm just so freaking grateful, because when I hit 10,000, like, it was really a milestone. When you first start your podcast, you just don't know which way it's going to go. And you know, I would love to grow this podcast to reach places all over the world. And it already is. It's in so many different countries, which is just incredible. But 10,000 downloads in less than a year has just been amazing. So I really want to take the time out to just say how much I appreciate you so much. And thank you so much for being here. So in today's episode, we're going to jam on our brain. We're going to talk about our mind and why it has us tripping. But we're going to discuss some things around our beliefs and our mind and our thoughts. And I'm going to use a bit of the analogy around even the gym. Let's go with that, because I find even for myself in my own journey that at times it can just feel like, when am I ever going to get there? So, you know, if you're at the gym and you've set yourself a goal for 100 kilo back squat, and, you know, maybe you're sitting at 70 kilos right now and you're like, I want to work towards the 100 kilos. Like, 30 kilos is huge. Like, it really is. Yet it's so doable. It's going to take time. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take really good nutrition, really good supporting yourself, all of that type of thing to reach that 100 kilo squat. It does not happen overnight. It's going to be repetition. It's going to be trying different things. And it's going to be staying the course. And this is just like our mind. And inside my 6-month coaching program, Queendom, a lot of the women in there have been talking about at times that it can feel like they're just back at the beginning. You know, something will happen and they feel like everything they've been learning and implementing into their life, that it just kind of goes out the window. And it doesn't. It can feel like it does, especially when you're starting out with your mindset and your beliefs and your thoughts and the stories. It can at times feel like I'm making no growth here. I'm not developing any muscle here. Just like when we're trying to hit that squat at the gym. you can come in one day and you might punch out 70 and all of a sudden in a few, you know, a few weeks you'll be at 80. And then you come in on an off day and you're back at 75 again. And you're just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm never going to get there. Why am I not going to get there? Why is this so hard? And our mind kind of trips us up the same way. And, you know, we seem to forget when we start working on ourselves that we have been thinking that same particular way our whole life until we decide that we don't want to anymore. So whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, you've been thinking those beliefs your whole damn freaking life. And all of a sudden you want to try for a few weeks or even a couple of months and then be like, nah, fuck it. It's never going to work. I'm never going to change. This is too hard. This is just the way it is. And then we just go back to the way it was because, you know, it's too hard. But if you're willing to stay the course with your mind, it will over time develop new muscle. It will start to see things differently. It will start to rewire and reprogram your default settings, the beliefs that you have in place. And I know it will because I've been there myself and I'm freaking proof that the more you do this, the more results you will get. You don't always see them straight away. You don't always, just like at the gym, see those micro muscles that you're flexing and strengthening to get you closer to that 100 kilo. Just like you don't always see immediately the confidence that you're building or the anxiety that's becoming less or the way that you handle stress or the way that you see your mother or the way that you deal with your father, or how happy you are about life, or how much you open up your perspectives on new conversations. That doesn't just happen overnight. It's an ongoing process. And even now with the amount I've invested in myself, the skill sets that I have, the work that I do, something might pop up and I'll be like, God damn, I thought I dealt with you. And there's kind of just some more layers to it. But I don't make it mean that I've gone right back to the start of my 70 kilo squat. I just don't, because I know that it's not my truth and I'm developing more and more muscle the more I'm willing to keep doing the work on myself. But I've got to be willing to do the work. I've got to be willing to rewrite those stories in my mind, to question those beliefs as they're constantly popping up, to look at my thoughts and ask myself, do I want to be thinking this shit? Like, is this actually serving me? Are the conversations that I'm in serving me? Are the people that I'm around lifting me higher? Or am I just numbing my life out? Because it's really easy when the people in your environment, the things that you have in your life, the setups that you have in your life, when you begin the journey, most likely aren't going to be the same setups that you're going to be able to take with you as you grow and evolve. Sometimes the people will grow and evolve with you, but things like numbing yourself out on Netflix, binging with food, you know, getting wasted every weekend, smoking some weed or taking drugs, whatever it is that you do. And I know if you're listening to this podcast, it's because you're here because you want something. People, you're listening to this like it's inner power. There's something that had you click on this to be like, what if? What possibilities? So it tells me that somewhere on the inside of you, there's something kind of rolling around that wants to come through. But you've got to be willing to do the work. You've got to be willing to keep going, even in the moments it feels like nothing's changing. Because I promise you it is, and you're growing and you're evolving into a new version of yourself every time you re-examine those thoughts that you're having. You re-question the stories in your mind. You are willing to look at things differently. When you've thought something your whole life, it is going to take patience. It's going to take a commitment, writing shit out, starting a new hobby, doing something different for yourself. You know, we cannot grow and evolve into more and more and more of who we are if everything stays the same. I don't know who owns that quote, but it is honestly one of my favorite. If nothing changes, nothing changes. And it's so fitting. You know, often I will be in conversations with people and I'll be like, great, what are you willing to change? They don't want to change anything. They just want other people to fix it, other people to give them the solutions, other people to tell them what to do. And even when you give it to those people, they do fucking nothing with it. Like nothing with it. Because it's got to come from you wanting it. You cannot get the relationship you desire if the relationship keeps staying the same. Now, there might be these like little tiny fine-tuning micro adjustments that you make, but you know deep down, it's not where you want it to be. It's not how you want it to be. It's not the depth of communication you want to have. It's not the understanding you need. It's not, you know, he's not hearing you or she's not seeing you the way you need. That doesn't change unless something changes, and it gets harder and harder inside relationships, any type of relating, because we get into roles with each other. And it takes a big ass commitment and support to want to evolve that forward. The same with your mindset. If you're not doing anything to change it. And I think that sometimes there's this misconception out there that, oh, if I just quit my job and start a new one, or if I just go buy myself a new car, or if we just move house, then I'll feel better. And you will, short term, definitely. But the mindset's still going to follow you. Those thoughts are still coming with you. You can't just abandon them when you go buy a new car or leave your job. That's like trying to escape life and hoping that your brain and your thoughts don't follow you. They're going to follow you. So you've got to be willing to clean it up and change something in the way that you're doing life. It's everything. You cannot get to that 100 kilos without doing it. You know, without implementing a healthier way of living. And I don't mean like you can't go and enjoy a cheeseburger, or you can't go have ice cream, or you can't go have fun and get drunk on the weekend. It's 100% not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is what's gotten you to this point in your life with what you're not feeling lit up by, you're not feeling satisfied by, or there's still this something on the inside that's not feeling right, ain't going to get you to where you want to be. Something has to be willing to change. And it starts with how you think about things, how you see things. Because inside your mind is a whole lot of values, beliefs, memories, thoughts, stories, perspectives. And you've got to be willing to open up the range on all of them and have a bigger index for them. Because if your range is really, really small on who you think you are, who you think the world is, how the world occurs to you, that's the only thing you're going to be able to find out there. When you start doing the work, flexing the muscle, you know, repeating the movements, increasing your range of perspective and outlook on the world, you're going to see more things that you did not see before. It's like when you start to increase your weights at the gym, you're going to get to that 100 and then you're going to set a new goal. You're going to be like, I want to get to 110. I want to get toned ass ripped legs. I want nice juicy quads. I want sexy legs. You know, but you didn't see that at 70 kilos, because at 70 kilos, you still thought your legs were a bit fat. They weren't toned. They're a bit wobbly. You needed to be heavier. Then you get to the 100. Once you're at the 100, holy shit, there's all this new stuff that you want to work on and build. And now I want a juicy butt and I want a round butt and I want a tight butt. It's the same thing with life. We've got to at least take the steps to change things and work on our mind and pull it into line when it needs pulled into line. You know, have a pep talk to it when you need to have a pep talk to it. And then be willing to start implementing shit to shift stuff around. It's just, it's everything. It's everything I'm about here. Being in her power is about changing things. Not changing you, because you're good, girl. Like, for real. Like, we are good. We are already whole and complete. There is already incredibleness inside us. When I mean changing, it's changing the environments, changing the way you think, changing the way you experience things. That's going to be the catalyst for your growth. That's going to be the breakthroughs that you then get to experience on the other side that you cannot get to if everything in your life stays the same. You just can't. I don't care what you say. There's no possibility there for a new future if everything continues to stay the same. And the future you are living into is only based on the past. It is only based on what you've been through, the evidence that you've collected, everything that you've put into your backpack to carry along with you, all the extra baggage. That's your future. So if you don't like where you're sitting or you don't like where you've been, then you sure as shit ain't gonna like where you're going unless something changes real quick.
I just want to pause this episode for a moment and let you in on a little secret. I have a group of amazing women who are truly ready to step into their power. In this group, you will find me doing live trainings, answering your Q&As, and just really being supported by amazing queens. If you head over to my Instagram, in the bio, you can click the link and be sent straight to this amazing group. So do yourself a favor and I'll see you over there.
Got to start with your thoughts, your mind, your beliefs, your stories. Because you will only keep doing more of what you already know. It's a fact. It's how us humans are designed. Where I'm going in my future is created. It's like, it's an empty, I look out into my future and I see a blank canvas. Like I see a blank canvas because I've healed the past. I've done the work. Now that's not to say that there's not areas that pop up that, you know, I need to maybe heal through more deeper layers or, you know, things that need tweaked in that. But I've healed who I was. I've healed my traumas. I've healed the hurt. I've worked on myself. I've got complete with the past. I'm not angry at anyone. I'm not bitter at anyone. There's no unresolved stuff in the background for me. And so now when I look out in the future, I'm not bringing the past with me. I've got a blank canvas in front of me that I now get to create anything on, like literally anything. And there's so much possibility there for me. And that hasn't just happened. That's come because I was willing to try and aim for that 100 kilo back squat. Because I kept strengthening the muscles in my mind. I kept being willing to see things different. I kept being willing to question my beliefs, ask if they were mine. What do I want to believe instead? I deserve wealth. I deserve happiness. I deserve success. I deserve to help others. Like I get to deserve that. So do you. That wasn't always my experience in the past. And my experience in the past was creating my future. And I was getting more of it, more of it, more of it. And where I was heading was fucked. Where I was heading was just a train wreck, to be honest. It really, really was. And it was going to be a lot more of the same had I not made some really key decisions back when I made them. I think it's been about 8 years now, 7 years, 8 years now since I really started to even look at stuff. And that was just then. Like I had years of therapy in that prior to that where seeds had been planted that then when I was like, you know what? I'm fucking done with this. I'm done with feeling this way. I'm done with not loving myself on the inside, not loving who I am, not loving what I'm about. I don't know how to get there, but I sure as shit just know I'm willing to take the next step. I'm willing to look at the next thing that I think. I'm willing to look at the next belief that I'm thinking. I'm willing to change it. I'm willing to work on it. I'm willing to every single day for a couple of years, I question my thoughts. I examine my thoughts. I journal it out. I don't keep it in my head. I don't think that I know because I don't know. And I'm still growing and I'm still changing. I'm still evolving. And I want that for you. I want that for you because I know that there is an older version of me listening and I want her to know that it's possible for her. Something's got to change. Something has got to change. And it's not always going to be easy and the weights can feel really heavy at times. There's going to be days where you do feel tired. There's going to be days where you don't feel like it, but just keep going. Keep going. Keep being willing to lean in. Keep being willing to question everything. And there's just major amazingness on the other side. Like I look out into my future now and I literally just think about everything that I do want, that I want to be waking up next to the ocean, that I want to be able to support my parents and my in-laws, you know, that I want my children to be the most self-expressed children, doing the best that they can with whatever they want in the world. I want a thriving partnership where that doesn't mean that it doesn't have challenges, but we're just so co-committed and there's love there and there's excitement there. And I want to be making impact. I want to be serving. I want to be helping. I want to be running retreats, speaking on stages, just doing whatever sets my soul on fire. And why not? You know, and that might not be your dream, and that's fine. But just make sure you're chasing the thing that is your dream. If your dream is to go and ask for that pay raise, fucking do it. If your dream is to go for that job that you think that you're not capable of doing, go and do it. If your dream is to be a stay-at-home mom and care for your children and play Play-Doh, make it happen. Like, we have so much unlimited potential within us, and we don't think that we are worthy of it because of the way we think about ourselves. Because our mind hasn't been strengthened enough to see other possibilities outside of all we know from the past. And so thank you. And as always, like, I just love being here. I love chatting with you. Thank you so much again for constantly sharing the podcast, like, and tagging me. You guys are freaking amazing. And I'm loving building this community and getting to know you all more. I love being here. Thank you so much. I love you so much. And I'll see you on the next episode. And as always, stay in her power.